Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Gwyneth Grant. And we're going to be talking about the Richmond Health and Wellness Fair. So welcome, Gwyneth.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
I'm good. So would you like to tell our listeners about the fair?
Yeah, sure. In fact, this is our second health and wellness fair, and we're pretty excited because this year we're combining it with the craft fair. That's kind of an institution in the Richmond area, and member of staff from the high school in Richmond, Richmond Regional, is putting on a craft fair which raises money for the students at the high school, and we are combining with them so that it's like a two-for-one. You get the craft fair, you get the health fair, and all sorts of door prizes, lots of interesting information.
Okay, that sounds really good. So what can we expect at the health fair? What will make us want to go there?
Okay, good point. We have actually five or six presentations, oral presentations about subjects that can either promote health and wellness in terms of as a preventative program being explained to us by the public health department from the CHUS, I think, how do you say that? You know, the CHUS, mm-hmm. The new hospital conglomeration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So they're coming to, it's a nutritionalist and a special health nurse, and they're coming to talk about different preventative programs that exist. And people sometimes don't know that there's like good ways you can get better information about preventative things for diabetes and heart complaints or whatever. So that's one. And then we have Eric Mandelson, who's going to be talking about the health benefits of music. So relaxation, different moods, things like that. We've got a very talented author from the area, Julie Miller, who's she's a musician as well as an author. She's a playwright, and she's got a little theater group for young people who can join. It's bilingual, and this is a fun way to make new friends and also, learn about different subjects. I believe the play she's writing this year is to do with historical figures from the townships, and the children are going to be celebrating people that they or even their parents may not have even realized mm-hmm. were around. What else? Caring for the caregiver. Yeah, I don't have my list in front of me, but in fact, there's those things. Then we have a treasure hunt, so there's going to be questions. People can pick up their treasure hunt paper and go around the different kiosks and ask pertinent questions, get the answers, get a stamp on the card, and then they'll be eligible to win various prizes. Oh, I know. One of the other presentations is going to be from our local pharmacist, Philip Lang. He's coming to talk about the role of a pharmacist in the community. So he's going to do that for us, and you can ask him questions and find out more about things that the extended role of a pharmacist.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's more than 32 kiosks, actually. So
wow.
There's lots of things for people to find out about, you know.
Okay, more than 32 kiosks. Okay, and mm-hmm. There's also going to be some raffles, I guess, and there's some smoothies made.
Oh, yeah, the smoothie bike.
Yeah, the smoothie bike. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the smoothie bike, that's quite the invention. I think, from what I can see, it's very, very popular in Australia and Britain, and we too have one in the Val Saint-Francois. So it's a stationary exercise bike, and if you want a smoothie, you have to get on the bike and make it, because at the front of the bike, there's like a little blender, mm-hmm. and you can choose some ingredients, and then actually only in 30 seconds, you can make yourself a lovely smoothie. So a student from the high school is going to be showing people this, and you too can make your own smoothie.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Okay, and it's going to be held at the Richmond Regional High School?
That's right.
Okay.
Can't think of the exact school address right off the top there, but it's a building that's very easy to identify. It's exactly the same as the one in Lennoxville, the mm-hmm. Alexander Galt School.
Okay.
It's right there on the 143 between Windsor and Richmond.
Okay, great. And the time of the event.
Yep, so the doors are opening at 10, and we will start to be winding up around 4, but the craft fair is going on until 5 p.m. And the craft fair itself goes on Sunday as well. So that's it, and we're very pleased to welcome people. This year it's a bilingual event. Last year we really tried to get our kiosk people to come out and really produce things in English. And so again, this year they're going to be really making efforts to produce lots of documentation in English to share with the public. But there might be some that are a bit more shy about speaking English. But at the same time, we wanted to include everybody. So there we go. And anyway, I think most townshippers are able to understand things, but maybe shy to speak French and the other way around. So we're trying to accommodate everybody.
Good, that sounds great. Now, the entry fee?
There is no entry fee, so it's just there for fun. And in fact, most people, if they would fill in the prix de présence, how do you say that? So everybody can qualify for a door prize by just coming and filling in their name on a slip, and we have prizes to give away, and yeah, we just want people to enjoy themselves, basically.
Good, sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Gwyneth?
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people there, and I know a lot of people are making an effort to have great decorations, have fun things to do. Yeah, there's something for young people, there's something for families, there's something for seniors, I think there's something for everybody. So we just welcome you all to Richmond Regional High School, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, for the health and wellness fair.
Good, September 30th, last day of September.
That's right.
Okay, well, we thank you, Gwyneth, and all the best on the event. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The second annual Richmond Health and Wellness Fair will be held on Saturday, September 30th at Richmond Regional High School, located at 375 Armstrong in Richmond, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry is free. The fair will feature over 30 kiosks representing partners from the local and regional recreation community, volunteer, and health sectors. There will also be interactive workshops and presentations on a variety of health-related topics. The event will include a bicycle smoothie maker, games, prizes, and a special presentation by the CIUSSS Estrie entitled Taking Your Health in Hand Right Now. The Richmond Health and Wellness Fair aims to be a gateway to community and healthcare resources in the greater Richmond area, with an emphasis on linking English speakers to local services. It is taking place on the same weekend during the same hours as the Richmond Artisans and Craft Fair that regularly draws over 1,000 visitors. The craft fair will continue on Sunday, October 1st as well. The Richmond Health and Wellness Fair is organized by the Richmond and Area Community Learning Center of the Eastern Township School Board in collaboration with Townshippers Association and the Richmond CLC, CIUSSS, Delestree, CHUS, and Val Femi.